Message number 461. Their wicked plans also include a new global vaccination which will create disease all over the world. Sunday, June 17, 2012 at 08:15 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the plans of the Masonic groups to take over the world currencies are getting close to completion. Their wicked plans also include a new global vaccination which will create disease all over the world to cause suffering on a scale never seen before. Avoid any such sudden global vaccination announced, for it will kill you. Their evil schemes would shock all those innocent souls who have no idea how powerful they are. Driven by a lust for power, wealth, and a desire to be godlike in all they do, they believe they are invincible. They control banks, governments, and are responsible for causing terror in the Middle East. They control much of the world's media, and the truth of their wickedness is hidden behind so-called humanitarian organizations. Sadly, very few of God's children know of their plans. Know that the hand of my Father will fall so suddenly and swiftly on those nations who protect such evil leaders. They will be struck with tsunamis and earthquakes of such a magnitude that they will be wiped out. Those who believe that they are so powerful will see fire falling from the skies just before my second coming. The seas will become lakes of fire, and they will find it hard to hide from the hand of punishment poured out upon those wicked souls who will refuse my cup. Defiant up to the end, they will fight my eternal Father and the power of the heavens. Siding with the Antichrist from the groups from which he evolves, they will realize the error of their ways when it is too late for them. Many of these groups, including leaders of banks, governments, heads of large businesses, all of them interlinked and working together to make paupers out of ordinary people, will convert after the warning. So this is good. The time for me to separate those souls who love me from those who side with the evil one is not far away. Be warned. There will only be so much time in which to convert. The souls most in need of my mercy belong to these wicked groups who have no respect for the laws of God. You must pray that they will see the truth. You must pray that they stop inflicting hardships through the terrible laws they mean to bring about. You must pray to stop the genocide they plan worse than what Hitler did in World War II. This group, the largest in number since their formation in the Middle Ages, is Satan's army. They will be led by the Antichrist. They have been planning to bring about their control of banks for decades. They have been planning the introduction of the mark of the beast, a chip which every man and woman will be forced to have implanted in their bodies to access food for 15 years. This refers to the past 15 years in which this has been planned. Now that the time has come for them to unveil their new world currency, know that prayer and much of it can help mitigate much of their plan. Here is a prayer to avert one world control. Crusade Prayer, 61, Avert One World Control. O dear Heavenly Father, in memory of the crucifixion of your beloved Son Jesus Christ, I beg you to protect us, your children, from the crucifixion being planned to destroy your children by the Antichrist and his followers. Give us the graces we need to refuse the mark of the beast, and bestow upon us the help we need to fight the evil in the world spread by those who follow the way of Satan. We beseech you, dear Father, to protect all of your children in these terrible times, and make us strong enough to stand up and proclaim your holy word at all times. Amen. My daughter, I am saddened to have to reveal these things. My followers need to understand what is happening. Those who do not believe in these messages will be in no doubt when the Antichrist presents him as I have foretold. You must unite in groups around the world in prayer. The more of my followers who do this, the stronger will the presence be of the Holy Spirit, and the weaker then will be the army of Satan. Try not to be fearful, for such a persecution can be faced fearlessly. Once you prepare well by following my instructions and keeping in daily prayer, the time will be swift. Trust in me always. Remember, I died for your sins. It is only fitting that you allow me lead you in this time towards the new kingdom on earth. Only I, Jesus Christ, can lead you. Remember that without me you are nothing. Your Jesus.